There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Eye on Houston. I'm Erin Austin with 100.3 The Bull. And joining us today from Northwest Assistance Ministries is Brian Carr. Hello.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Saying Northwest Assistant Ministries, I have to make sure that I get it all in there. But you guys like to call yourselves NAM for short.
It's just a lot easier to say NAM than all of that.
And yeah.
We take up quite a bit of your time repeating those words over and over again.
You're all right. Well, you are the Chief Advancement Officer there with NAM, and you guys were just getting out of what was Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. The month of February, was that correct?
Yes, that's part of our Family Violence Center program, and February was the month where we focused on teen dating violence and awareness just because of the numbers. Some of the numbers are staggering. Where teens just are entering those relationships and they're at vulnerable times in their lives and they don't know how to ask for help. And so it was part of a month-long program where we were reaching out to the schools and reaching out to the community to have not only the teens aware that this issue is there, but that there's help for them, but also to try to educate the educators and the administrators in the schools and parents to be on the lookout for these unhealthy relationships that teens can get into without even knowing it.
Well, and I was going to say a lot of teens may not even know what a good relationship is.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, they may not have a good family environment. And so, I mean, it's can be this vicious cycle, but obviously you guys have got programs set up. And I mean, just looking at all of the areas that you guys help at now, I mean, obviously we were just touching on the teen dating violence, but you guys have programs and ways to help out from, it seems like birth to, you know, to the elderly, and it's, I mean, it encompasses everything. So I thought we could touch on some of the other areas.
You bet. Last year, we served over 130,000 of our neighbors in the Northwest Houston area, ranging from newborns to seniors well over the age of 100.
Oh, wow. And like, let's talk about that. Let's start off with the youngins. You've got a pediatric health center. And tell me a little bit about that, what it involves. And yeah, how it helps.
This is one of my favorite programs. This is where I go to during the day when I want to, you know, just get my daily allowance of cuteness. We have a full service pediatric center. It's a partnership that we have with UT Health Center.
Okay.
They provide the doctors and the medical staff, and we provide the support staff and the building. And it's really a teaching clinic, which is a benefit to a lot of patients because the doctors spend more time with the patient and they really make a very thorough diagnostic test. And they are really going through the A to Z test. We accept all insurance, but we also accept those without insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that don't have insurance, we can help them try to find some medical coverage, or we just charge them $30 a visit. And that includes all the tests and the immunizations, which is very important right now as we're hearing about the measles outbreak.
Yeah.
And so we're urging everyone, if your children are not up on their shots, now's the time to bring them in.
Yeah. And well, that's awesome that you guys help out folks that don't have insurance. I mean, that's also so big right now. A lot of people can't afford health insurance. So $30 to get everything, that's pretty awesome. One of the other areas that you guys help out is, you know, we talked about the Pediatric Health Center with NAM, but you also have the Family Violence Center.
Right. As we were talking about the Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, our Family Violence Center hosts a 24-hour hotline. And sadly, it receives more than 1,000 calls per month.
Mm.
And what's really sad about that is we know by statistics that only 1 in 3 women or 1 in 3 of those that are victims make that call.
Mm-hmm.
So we know there's a lot more out there that need to make that call. So we do have a 24-hour hotline. We encourage those that need help to go to our website, find that hotline, find the information, and make that call. Everything is confidential. We work to protect the privacy of all those that call.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need to press charges, we have a Harris County Sheriff's Deputy on site that's willing to help them to go through the legal paperwork. If they need to be evacuated from their home immediately, them and their family, the Sheriff's Department will work to move them out. If they need a shelter, we can refer them to a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
But many times it's just educating them on what their steps are, that these type of relationships aren't healthy. You know, we all hear about the stories, we've seen the movies, but the fact is just saying I'm sorry and just saying I love you does not make hitting someone okay.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, that is just crazy to know that how many, like how much that is going on. Going to the opposite end of the spectrum, let's talk about some of the programs that you have for our senior adults.
You bet, you bet. We have several programs for our seniors. We are the second largest provider of Meals on Wheels in Harris County. We
mm-hmm.
give over 800 meals a day to seniors that are homebound.
Mm.
And that includes on the weekends where we bring groceries, we bring nutritional supplements, even pet food for some of those that have pets.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Also on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays, we provide a hot lunch in our campus where seniors can come to our campus, have a little social activity. They can play games like bingo. They can read books. They can play video games. You'd be surprised how many seniors love their Wii bowling.
Oh, hey, it keeps them active too. So,
it
yeah.
does, it does. And then we also have field trips that come out in NAM. And for those programs that we have in-house, we offer transportation for those that live within a 7-mile radius of the NAM campus.
And you're talking about the NAM campus. Where is that exactly?
It's on the corner of Kirkendall in 1960.
Oh, okay.
In the northwest area, just off of 45.
Okay. All right. And so that is, you guys have the Meals on Wheels for seniors, and also there is the senior center that I believe you're talking about. So those are a couple of the activities and programs that you have for our senior adults. I mean, honestly, we're sitting here talking with Brian Carr. He is the Chief Advancement Officer at Northwest Assistance Ministries, otherwise known as NAM. And we've been talking about some of their programs, and because they have so many. We were talking about their Pediatric Health Center, where folks can come in and get their kids' shots and health exams, the Family Violence Center, but also the Senior Center. And then you even have a Learning Center for adults.
Absolutely. We have, in our Learning Center, we have programs for English as a Second Language. We have the GED and high school equivalency tests and classes. We have a financial literacy course. And then we have vocational certification courses that actually help those that are willing to invest the time to get true livable wage jobs. In an effort to break that cycle of poverty, we have classes for certified health workers, certified nurses assistants, and surgical sterilization certification.
Okay. And these are like real certifications, this is legit stuff.
These are jobs that are in demand that the community, particularly the medical community, are telling us we are hiring now.
Mm-hmm.
And so our classes fill up quickly. And we tell the story about a lady who had two jobs to take care of her two children and didn't have health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And she was spending all her time on these two jobs, never saw her children. She went through the surgical equipment sterilization certification, came out with a $48,000 a year job with benefits, got to spend more time with her children. And we heard just last fall, she bought a new home.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And her kids are now going to be the first out of her family to go to college because of the precedent that she set, the role model that she became.
Well, and that's the thing, like so many people, I think they obviously she was trying and she just maybe didn't know what to do, found out about this and is now setting a great example and, you know, setting a good, I guess you could say, footprint for her kids.
Exactly.
To, you know, follow in her footsteps and be successful. That's a great, great success story. And that's obviously just one of them.
We have many, many more like that, but that's one that we can all relate to.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the other programs that I know, I mean, gosh, we're talking about so many, but I think these are also important. And you guys also have a disaster relief and behavioral health service program. So kind of touch on that a little bit.
This was born out of the need that existed after the Harvey storm. We all knew about the just sheer numbers of people that were affected by Harvey. And the northwest area of Houston was the second hardest hit area in the Harris County region. Mm-hmm. And thanks to several foundations and several donors, we were able to collect a lot of money that we were able to pass through to the community to help those fix their homes, fix their businesses, restart their lives. And we are one of the few organizations that still have money to spend for those people that are maybe the insurance didn't quite complete the entire fix.
Yeah.
Or they're having to buy new appliances or buy new furniture. And we still have money that is available for that. And what's great about this is not based on your income.
Okay.
This is based on the need.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, with all of these programs, because they cover, you know, so many different areas, obviously the pediatric health center, you said, you know, if you have insurance, great. If you don't, great. Both are covered. How do people find out about all of these programs? Because, I mean, we've talked about a handful, but there's still other things that you guys do that we haven't even got to touch on. So where do people go to find out about?
Well, we're really, really proud of our brand new website, so I'm glad you asked.
Okay, good.
namonline.org is our web address, and it is an interactive website where they can actually request information for specific programs online.
Okay.
And they can download an intake form that will help them speed the process up of entering into these programs. And so we're directing most people to go to our website first. The phone numbers are there also if they want to make a call instead, but all their information is right there available to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, I got to check out the website briefly, and being a person that's like, oh, there's a lot going on, a lot of words. I'm like, it was really easy to figure out, you know, all the different areas that people could click on. So if you're looking at, say, you want to know about the pediatric health center, I feel like it was really easy to navigate. Right. So that's good. We're talking about people that need things, but also there's people that want to help. So I feel we should also talk about volunteer opportunities, because
absolutely. Part of the reason we were able to serve 130,000 last year was because of over 2,800 volunteers that served at NAM.
Mm-hmm.
We have a staff of 100. And because of these 2,800 volunteers, we're able to do the Meals on Wheels. We're able to expand our disaster relief program. And so we need volunteers on a daily basis. And whether it's helping with the Meals on Wheels, whether it's helping in our resale store, whether it's helping in our nutrition center,
mm-hmm.
which is our food pantry, or anywhere, whether you can give an hour a month or 4 hours a day, we need the volunteers to come in. And also on the same website, namonline.org, there is a volunteer section where you can fill out a short application and get that turned in.
Yeah, that's, we've been talking about all these programs, and then I look down, I'm like, oh my gosh, they have a food pantry too. It's just amazing. You guys really do have a little something for everybody. And this is, I assume, is helping out just the Northwest region of the Houston area or Harris County, or is this... Would you help out?
A lot of our programs are zip code restricted.
Okay.
Programs like our pediatric health center is not.
Okay. Which I think is important to know.
That is very important. Anyone can come to our pediatric health center. Anyone can call our family violence center. Anyone can get help in those areas. Anyone can come to our food pantry once or twice before having to enter into the program and work on other issues that may be causing their food shortage. And so we do serve 22 zip codes from 45 around to 10 in that Northwest area. So we serve a large cut of Harris County.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, there's just so many ways that you can either help or be helped with NAM. And by the way, if you want to volunteer, I think it's pretty cool that you can be 16 years old. So start early. Is always a good thing.
Even younger. My 14-year-old son has volunteered on numerous occasions. So
there you go. Doing good things. I love that. We're talking about your resale store. Where is that?
It is actually at the same location. It's in the same campus area.
Okay.
It's in a different building, but they're attached by a parking lot.
Okay.
So it is, I am a little biased, but it is by far the cleanest, newest, nicest looking resale store you'll ever see.
Okay. And it's, you know, because it's funny, I'm looking at this and it catches my eye because I recently looked around my house. I'm like, I have a lot of clothes. I have things I probably really don't need. Are you guys obviously looking for donations?
We'll always accept donations, furniture, housewares, clothes, jewelry, anything like that. And, you know, we are a nonprofit, so we're always accepting cash donations as well. And those donations, you can, again, go to our website, namonline.org. They say if you say it three times, people will remember.
So, right.
I got that done. But you can make donations on our website or even arrange to have someone come and pick up your donations.
Okay.
For the resale store.
Is it, and just so we make this clear, because I always feel like there's somebody out there sometimes that's got something... And they just like, oh, I want to get this out of the house. And it's, let's be honest, it's junk. Is there anything that you don't accept?
There is a list of items that we don't receive. And again, it's on our website.
Okay.
We ask the people respect that we are a charity and that we have limited resources.
Right.
And we're not here to be their garbage men.
Exactly.
And if they could respect that, we will work with them. And find some place for their items to go.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always some.
Yeah.
And you know, we're gonna smile. We're gonna receive their donation.
Yeah.
But we do ask that they be honest with themselves and
yeah.
We're asking for gently used.
Right.
Items.
Well, and it the reason why I bring that up is because in the past I've been part of people collecting donations and they would bring, I kid you not, soiled items. And I was like, I like no words. So I'm just, sometimes you just have to tell people, because, so I'm just making sure. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we should cover, because like I said, there is just so much good stuff that you guys do. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I like to tell just a brief history that NAM has been around for 35 years. And we started when 10 congregations came together and said, the problem is too big for any one of us to handle.
Mm-hmm.
And we have grown from a $10,000 a year organization to a $14 million organization that served 130,000 people. And our first and only focus is to serve those that are in need.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the community to support us. We need the community to spread the word of the services that we're providing and the opportunities for people to give back to the community when they get that chance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I mean, like I said, we have been talking about all the things that Northwest Assistance Ministries does, otherwise known as NAM. Again, Pediatric Health Center, they have Family Violence Center and Hotline, a senior food program, Meals on Wheels, a senior center, just so many great services, even a housing service. Those, and we just touched on it briefly, and there's also the volunteer opportunities. So to get all of the information, the website is
namonline.org.
I think that's pretty easy. So again, the website namonline.org for any of the information that you heard us talking about this morning. If you would like to volunteer, if you would like to donate as well, you can go to that website again, namonline.org. Brian, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing everything that you guys do, and keep up the good work.
Well, thanks for having me.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.